This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. In the year 1600, a 15-year-old nun by the name of Catalina escaped the nunnery in the Basque Country of Spain where they lived. Now, after that, this ex-nun took the name Alonso Diaz, jumping aboard a ship for South America. Diaz became a conquistador, fighting in Chile and Peru while living as a man for 17 years. Eventually, they returned to Spain, where both the king and the pope gave them official permission to live as a transgender man. This amazing story was written into a Spanish play in the 1600s, but up until now, it has not had an official English language translation. And this is where our guest today comes in. Joining us live in studio is Boise State University Professor Mac Test, who has taken on the task of translating the play, which is called Lieutenant Nun. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, just tell us about this person. I mean, this is a remarkable life, in particular when we talk about the 1600s.
Yes, yeah. She, he, they, a very amazing life. Astounding that she would do what she did. She wasn't the only one. I should throw that out there. There were other female conquistadors who sailed across the ocean, fought with Cortez in Mexico against Moctezuma. But what makes her really unique, or they really unique, is when they returned to Spain, receiving that papal permission to remain cross-dressed, transgender, also receiving something from the king as well. This is rather an astounding fact. The archives in Madrid, which I've been to, have these documents, so we know it really happened.
See, and that's amazing. I mean, this true story becomes a play, tells the story of Catalina. Do you think that in this day and age, you know, she, he, they, whatever terminology this individual would have wanted, would have identified as transgender today?
Most certainly. I would say they, the word would be he. That's where Catalina, in the play itself, it talks about her nature. Mm. I always fought. I always had these sort of masculine traits. We don't know. Nobody's exhumed the body. That we don't know if she had, you know, true masculine physical traits. But she definitely had that attitude. And so today, she'd probably go by a he, I imagine. Throughout the time period, we have her memoir. She wrote a memoir, and that was translated a long time ago. And it states that, mm-hmm. you know, she lived cross-dressed, and that's how she always presented herself.
So there is a play, as we said, tells the story of her life and how, you know, she's able to finally live as a man. Also from the Basque Country. So right. What was it that made you decide, you know what, we need to have an English translation of this particular story?
Right, right. Well, one is the story. It's absolutely incredible. And to bring these sort of transgender issues from the 17th century to the 21st century, as you said in the opening, lead to this, that just astounds me because we don't typically think about that. We think about it as an issue today. What's going on? We don't understand it. Well, if you
we
go,
say it's new.
It's new and it's 400 years old. Not to, you know, we talk today about the spectrum, and back in the Renaissance, they understood gender on a spectrum. Men and women were actually the same sex. It's just that women were colder and maintained their genitals inside, and men were hotter and let it outside. So,
but there was more fluidity. Isn't that fascinating?
There definitely was. Now, to be said, there were categories for men. It right. was a patriarchal system. Men had their roles. Women had their roles. But there was much more fluidity, I would say. In particular, what interests me, because I'm a Shakespearean scholar, if you know your Shakespeare, you always had boys on stage playing women roles. You go to Spain, same time period, massive plays being performed everywhere. Women are on stage. Women own theaters. This particular play was written for a woman, because she's such a star. It'd be like saying,
have Meryl Streep.
Yeah, Meryl Streep, I'm writing a play for you, and you put her name right on the page head, right? So they had much more power in Spain.
And I want to note that I believe you're working with the Boise Contemporary Theater to do a staged reading this Monday, correct?
Yes, this Monday at 7 p.m.
And so for folks who want to attend, this is a free reading.
It is a free reading, and it coincides with a theater troupe that I'm bringing from the UK here this whole week. They're also performing a Macbeth on November 7th. But they've volunteered to read some roles here. So I have a combination of people, actually one's from Denmark, two are from the UK, and then local theater people, and anybody who does theater here would recognize them. So
before I have to wrap up, what are you hoping is the next stage for this particular translation?
Well, I'd like to see it produced. It's raising quite a buzz. I spent time at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival last year, which is the largest North American Shakespeare Festival in the world, pretty much. And we worked on it for a week and did a workshop. And everybody there was like, we've got to see this stage. So this is what's called a stage reading that's happening this Monday at 7, where you'll hear the play spoken through the mouths of actors. And then next is, where can I stage this? And I've also found an opera from 1876, which fits to the play. And so I can imagine music. I've also learned that the women danced with swords in a sort of choreographed dance. That on stage would look phenomenal.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today and telling us about this, because it's a story I think so many of us never knew about. So important to be talking about this as well.
Yes, and I'm really happy to bring this to English and bring it to everybody here.
Our guest today has been Mac Test. He is a Boise State English professor, and we've been talking to him about his Spanish to English translation of a 400-year-old play with modern themes, and it's called Lieutenant Nun. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. A big thanks to Andrew Fisher. He has been filling in for Sam all week. It's Friday. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.